Hey everyone, welcome back to Legends of Podcasting. I'm Stuart.
I'm Ross.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Liam.
And we're here for another awesome episode of Superman and Lois. So
Yes.
last week's episode was like a season finale kind of episode.
Again.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
I mean, so everything I thought was going to happen over the next few episodes happened in that one episode. So not too sure where we're going with this now. So, but we had obviously this is the first one back since the break, and Superman has been taken over by what we found out was Zod.
Yep.
Which, what do you guys think of that? I don't know if we discussed it last
I like
week.
the little tease.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that it was a tease, but I'm glad that we didn't get any more of Zod. Like, let's focus on other characters. Zod's done too much.
Agreed, agreed. So he did change for Zod for a little bit, but then they're not quickly changed back due to the helping hand of Mr. John Henry Irons.
Yes.
Who saw the error of his Superman killing ways, thanks to everyone, I think, Lois and the
I
sons.
think that was 100% Jonathan. I reckon
I think
Lois,
Jonathan was
like,
a big tipping scale.
I reckon Lois sort of pushed, like softened, opened a little bit, but then Jonathan just whipped it off and was like, boom. He's a great dad, like you were. And he's,
He just sort of like spoke like Natalie would about him, and I think that's what that connection was the breaking
It's
point.
kind of what we've been saying all season as well. It's like that this Superman has a family and a connection to the humans, whereas the other one in John's Earth never met Lois or never went out with her, never had kids with her. So whether he had a relationship or not, we don't know, but he never had that human connection to bring him back to Earth when Zod took over him. So
Yeah,
I
we,
should.
we are we think are we thinking Zod definitely took over then? He wasn't just Kal-El who didn't care about humans.
I think it must have been Zod.
I think that was Zod. I don't think it was the. I think in the comics line, when Eradicator Machine took over him and suppressed the humanity side, he was the Krypton Man. It was the Krypton Man story arc. I don't think he became Krypton Man at that point. I think that was just Zod.
Yeah, I mean, makes sense. It makes
But
sense
it
because it
would
was
be
like,
weird because you would thought he'd have put Zod's own crest. He wouldn't have the House of L.
yeah,
I don't think he had time to go off and make one.
Oh,
maybe.
maybe,
Like,
oh,
oh,
or
I'm
no,
in a body.
maybe just as a story-wise, they didn't do it because then it'd be so obvious of what's to come.
It makes sense. Well, maybe you're just like, oh, well, I'll just spray it black. It'll do. A guy
So
with the pointy ears in Gotham does it.
do you guys think that Zod is gone forever?
I don't know. I'd like to think that was just a nice little tease and nod to the fans, and they're going to continue down this route. I think one of our theories from last week was that after Talro blew up the Eradicator device, he's now got all of that kryptonite knowledge inside
Kryptonian,
him. Kryptonian knowledge inside.
Kryptonian,
Yeah.
I suppose it also
And he.
depends if Kal-El has already met Zod in this universe. Is he still in the Phantom Zone to come back at another point?
Yeah, because
So you
that's.
think. So he's got his, so he's got his soul's in the Eradicator, but he's
His
still
actual body
body is
is
still
in
around.
It's
Phantom.
either that or they're going down the digital consciousness route of whenever they were scanned into the Eradicator device, it's just a copy of their personality, and the
Exactly.
actual Zod with his bone
It's like a
personalities,
backup, isn't it?
over there, and the backup is just the person that we saw. So.
Because it's interesting. Because when he said, "Oh, you'll never overpower General Zod," because Superman was in so much pain and fighting, you didn't ever really see his reaction of like, "Oh yeah, I know who that is," or "Who the hell are you talking about?" So we don't know yet if they've ever met or.
Oh, we do. It was in Supergirl, wasn't it? When he had his mind taken over by, was it season two? And he saw Supergirl as Zod. Am I talking out my backside? That happened, didn't it?
Did
It's like,
it? I don't
Um,
remember it.
Superman
Definitely in
was
two. It wasn't in
controlled
two.
in the. I think it was in the finale of season one of Supergirl. I think you saw. What was it? You
No, because he
didn't see
wasn't
him up
cast.
close.
He
He
was
was in the
cast for season
distance.
two.
You saw
But
his
it
legs
was.
in season one.
In season one, I think you saw a little glimpse of him, and then I feel like in the finale, you only saw Superman in the distance. So it wasn't an actual. Didn't need an actor cast as
It was
it. It was
definitely
just
in
a thing.
two because they mind controlled, or they did something to Superman, so he saw Supergirl as Zod, and they had a massive fight, and she managed to knock him out. And then at the end, he was like, "Oh, you're definitely more powerful than I thought you were."
I remember the fight. I just thought he was brainwashed. I didn't think he could see it. He could
Yeah, there
see
was a
Zod.
scene where he's oh, I'm sure, I'm 100% sure, and I'm probably gonna
Right.
chewed out in the
No,
comments, but
I believe
Well, the
it. Believe
problem
it. All
is that even canon anymore after
right.
Crisis?
Okay. Well, yeah.
Pre-Crisis, yeah, true.
Because you've got Morgan Edge is a different person, you've got the Fortress is different.
Yeah, you would have thought as well if Superman had been taken over that Lois would have called Kara. as well.
But then you've got.
I know you can't because of shows and like it's the same thing with like the Marvel
it
movies
was
where
the
like
end of season two.
Ah, called it
right. The season two finale of Supergirl teases the fight of the century, pitting our two favorite supers against each other, while the Daxamites continue their invasion of Earth.
Yeah, Daxamites. I remember in 1L.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we don't know if it's still canon.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
might have done.
Because Dig showing up on the show kind of throws that into question as well. Is like, is Superman separate from the rest of the CW verse? What's going on with that?
I think it must be the same part of CW, but I guess it's very similar to like the Marvel movies, right? Where you've post Avengers movies, you've got some massive fight happening, and it's just that hero doing the fight. He doesn't call him back up from like, I don't know, Iron Man doesn't call him back up from Thor.
Well, the thing is,
before
Crisis, he didn't. No, he had kids. Because
He
had that weird reaction.
He had one kid, didn't he?
He had one kid, Jonathan.
One kid. Yeah.
Yeah, so they weren't the twins. So things have changed, so we don't know if that's still canon. But then the big thing of the last one was they've taken Talro and he's in a Kryptonian cage and his eyes are glowing and he's hearing voices.
Yep.
He's gone crazy.
I think we speculated he might be becoming the Eradicator himself, and if he starts sporting a pair of 90s-looking Ray-Bans.
That'd be awesome.
I was thinking about this earlier at lunch. I was like, we keep saying, it's the return of Superman, the reign of the Superman sort of story arc, but Superman hasn't died, so is it, or is it a different twist? But I was thinking they might literally be going that Superman hasn't died, but he has returned to television.
They're going really meta with that.
They're doing the story with it. Yeah. That was what I think. I'm kind of hoping that he is the Eradicator. Jordan is Superboy. We've already got John Henry Irons, and then the season finale ends with Cyborg Superman turning or doing something or some sort of gimp for next season.
Okay,
that's what I want.
I just really hope that now that if he is become the Eradicator, that he. The sunlight, it hurts his eyes, so he needs a visor, to protect his eyes. He worn that yellow visor.
So you're saying he's going to break out and do an Arnie, go into a bar, take someone's sunglasses.
I need your sunglasses. I don't need no motorcycle clothes, I just need your sunglasses.
I need your tight spandex outfit and your motorcycle.
Well, he's the first.
Some guy coming out at Comic-Con and he nicks a Superman suit.
I was thinking, so if he is Eradicator, then the Eradicator in comics has had different appearances, different clothes, and different versions of it. How do you want him to be? Do you want the version that's in the Death and Return of Superman story arc? Or do you want one of the more modern ones?
I do like the Return of Superman costume, but there's no way he's going to put a big color like a House of L's on his chest.
It'll probably just be him in the black suit.
His own distorted
Yeah.
I think he'll keep the same outfit. Maybe they'll do something with the eyes. I don't know. Fingers crossed.
Oh, let's find out.
I mean, I guess there's only one way to find out, boys. We should get on and watch it.
Let's watch.
And guys, just before we jump into this episode, I just want to say thank you to everyone that subscribed over the past week. We got a big bump up of subscribers, so thank you very much if you are watching this and you're a subscriber. If you're watching this and you're not a subscriber, please subscribe.
Hell not. Yeah.
Please subscribe. Like, we really do appreciate all the push that beautiful button down the bottom. We do really do appreciate every subscriber.
Yeah. Ring that bell.
You're cliched it, man. God damn it. But yeah, we do really appreciate all the subscribers we can get. And please subscribe, become one of the legends with us. And let's get on and watch this episode of Superman Lois.
What do you reckon his mission's going to be?
I don't know.
Can he manually just transform people now? Holy shit, okay.
Stop! I'm sorry, Father.
I fear I made a mistake sending you, Tal. You are no savior.
Father, please. I am the one. I will become
You're not
the
Neo.
One chosen to be.
Then prove it. Prove to me that you will never shame the House of Rohl.
What happened to the Eradicator?
So this was
you
had training
right before the blast. What did you do with it?
I am it.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Tal.
Hell, it's gone.
Yeah.
Where is Leslie Barr?
How could I know? I can't see beyond these lead-lined walls. All I
found this at your fortress.
Oh, you're gonna crush it.
Rid me of my father's influence as I rid you of yours.
I'll find her and bring her here. After that, you and I will never see each other again.
I wouldn't count on that.
Yeah. Hmm. Only way that's going to happen is with a Phantom Zone projector.
I was kind of hoping that was going to be his mum's crystal.
DOD's going to stick around town a little longer than they planned.
Maybe he can recode it.
That's what he wants the Eradicator for, right? So he can put it in, maybe.
Gonna get all the X-Kryptonite out so no one else gets hurt.
Go back to school and pretend like none of this ever happened.
Principal Balcom's holding an all-school assembly today. She'll talk to everyone about it, answer any questions she can. Maybe. I discovered what he was up to, and with the help of your grandfather, who had help from Superman, we stopped him. Copy?
Yeah, don't worry, Mom. We're getting pretty good at cover stories, so.
That's a good cover story.
Right?
And you're recommending Kyle take a leave from the station.
Just until all this Edge stuff blows over. Couple weeks tops.
Couple weeks? Come on, Mary, I just want to get...
Better be double pay, bitch.
Yeah. Maybe he's...
Why people have been singling you out, but I am going to change the narrative. Make sure...
Yeah, I don't trust him.
...where it should be.
No. Just... Bullshit. You're the scapegoat, mate.
Where's everybody going?
School assembly about Edge.
What's that for?
Because he blames her dad.
I can't do this today.
Where are you going?
I got you covered.
Just... Yo, what's good, boys?
Dude, is it true? Your grandpa runs the DOD?
How'd Edge do it?
Okay, gentlemen, head to the gym. Let's get a move on. Let's go.
Oh,
you too, no. Mr. Kent. I'll just say, he's not going to tell me top secret intel, is he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, now she wants to know. See.
Honestly, you'd rather be pretty much anywhere but here right now.
We can be.
Don't trust her.
We could just...
We?
No, I don't trust... Don't trust her, Jonathan. Come on, you're a sensible boy. Don't do it.
He's also a teenager.
I know, pretty true.
You're a man board, huh? Saved my life, saved the world, as far as we're concerned. You eat free here the rest of your life.
Once we find Leslie, I think I'm just gonna move on. Figure out now that I'm on this planet, how to make it my home.
May not seem like it, but I know what you mean. Enjoy the food.
You know exactly what I mean.
Detecting a Kryptonian air mobile.
Where?
She's headed for the DOD.
Damn.
Shut up! Yeah. Like, wait, God, wait! Ah.
He's coming out the bar with like one leg on. Yeah. Come on!
wait! He's like Iron Man nanotech.
Impact in 5 seconds.
Impact, Jesus.
One. Hey. Oh. Yeah, go on. Oh. Sonic boom!
You haven't won.
Oof.
Nice shot.
Yeah! I love the way both of his boots are really like the steel tight comic book one where they sort of flare out.
We
yeah.
Edge and Lar. 7734.
I had those weapons built for the wrong reasons.
What are you saying?
I was wrong to think you could be a threat to the world. There will no longer be enough to supply an army.
Oh, okay.
I think that's a mistake.
Yeah, you're gonna need it.
Just know it's like the whole Batman with Kryptonite thing. It's like, I trust you enough that you won't make that mistake again.
But Edge wants to resurrect them again, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly. He can.
You can't even drive.
I like the EC covers.
She's a mole.
Yeah, right. Something's going on.
Someone may have told
yeah.
me. I think I know where we can go.
Yeah.
Your house.
Okay.
Mines?
You are a rule breaker.
You missed more days this year than any other kid in school.
I have a weak immune system.
Anyways, thank you for.
Oh, I won't go skinny dipping that. It's very infected. That's not like the Smallville from the old TV show.
We are not releasing an official statement, and that's it.
But it's standard procedure.
Never.
But you always give a comment.
Okay. No comment. You can print that.
You can't be serious.
What is he listening to? Is it all the other voices?
It's got
to
be all the souls
all the voices of all the other Kryptonians. Stop.
You will leave here to fight the Eradicator. Study them. Exploit their weaknesses and profit from it. Prepare for our resurrection.
Before I go, I could engage with Mother. Get a council. Meet her once before I leave.
I have told you repeatedly that your mother would never be by my side.
Then why include a crystal in my pod?
So she can witness my vision.
Oh, he has got it.
Dawn will be restored.
Where's his pod?
Please.
Leave. And do not return until the day is here.
Like the worst dad ever.
Where's the Eradicator?
I told you, it's of no use to you.
We have everything else, including Leslie. She's locked up now, same as you. Stopped her before she could break you out. I don't know what the plan was, but it wasn't a good one.
It's called loyalty, something you know nothing about. You should be a god. But you became a slave to them. You fight against your real nature every day.
You don't know me.
I know the power surging through you. I know how every moment you make a choice to hold yourself back, because that's the only way we can walk amongst humans without killing them, isn't it? It's all about control.
Love it. That's amazing.
Didn't it feel good?
You can take it. Catch a big guy.
Exactly right. So then get out.
Goodbye, Tom.
So that's referencing back to that bit where he got hit by those kryptonite bullets, right? And he nearly broke.
You felt it.
I mean, he's had hints of it, right? When he took down Henry and the thing, and when he took the DOD guy down.
Was he talking about when Zod sort of took over and he can still feel the power that Zod was going to use?
Maybe.
Is this story different somehow? Not that I know of. Lois.
Liar.
What is he hiding? Are you lying right now?
No. Yep.
It looks a bit.
You're totally lying together. Chrissy, Lois, if you can't tell me the
truth. She's going to get fired.
Then maybe you should leave.
Well, that's just being petty.
You know, your mom's a legit woman.
Yeah, it's a swivel tower.
One year I even dressed up as her for career day.
Okay. So you heard about my grandpa.
That's what this is all about.
From everyone. Mm. I mean, your family's kind of in the middle of the biggest thing to happen this month.
He's a smart kid. He's going to know not to trust her.
Yeah.
People, they're saying that Edge was experimenting on his employees. My cousin said that she saw Avery Fan's mom fly. What does your grandpa think? Does he know how...
It's the only reason she wants to talk to you, mate.
Tegan, why did you bring me here?
Yeah, go on, Jonathan. I mean, bullshit.
You interested me last week, and then what? What changed? Just wanted information.
Well, we're also hanging out.
Oh, that's not the right answer.
I think I'm gonna walk out.
Yes.
Wait, Jonathan. Everyone wants to know what happened.
And obviously, you want to be the one to tell them. See ya.
Oof.
Nice. No, good man. Good man. Mm. Screw her.
Well, he will do, but...
Well, no, don't screw her. Shit.
To be patient. We're not alone in this.
You're a scapegoat, I think.
Yep, okay. Gonna hang you out to try.
Yeah. I don't understand. He's like, I know he convinced everyone, but like, was everyone else have powers as well? Are they getting segregated? No.
Because they're the victims.
Yeah, but so is he.
Here's gonna be long.
I
know.
Yeah, but they're looking for someone to blame.
Yeah.
He was a real cheerleader.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
It always just made me feel like I had somewhere to belong.
I never really felt like I belonged anywhere. To be honest, until I met you.
Jordan.
I know, whatever, but it's... Look, all I'm saying is that it only really takes one person to change your whole life. And you have John. And you have your family. And you have me. And that's never going away.
Ooh, player. Putting the moves on.
Probably kiss me now.
Good speech, boy. Good speech.
Yeah, dude.
That's enough, you two.
Damn it.
Didn't even get a second base. God damn it.
And how much raw kryptonite do you have in your stockpile?
A couple warehouses worth. Why all the questions?
Don't let me go on anyway. Jesus.
Keep it.
Keep it, yeah.
I think it's a mistake. We need 7734.
Clark, you're not the enemy.
Yeah, but I could have been. Sam, people like me, without these weapons, we're indestructible. If this should happen again without a plan in place, without a failsafe, that would be the end.
You're any sort of Bruce, Clark.
Yeah.
Like, Bruce, you get that Tower of Babel plans in place, please? Debbie's playing
an S. Spraying an S.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Take it off.
It's the nat bug.
Given that your suit is complete and all enemy combatants are now in custody, may I inquire as to our new mission parameters?
Still working that out.
Perhaps another attempt to see your sister.
You know, you're getting kind of pushy.
I am programmed to anticipate your needs.
Sorry, I just got home and heard voices, so.
Cool suit.
They built this thing from scratch, huh?
Please tell me he puts on.
Pretty amazing.
You a gearhead?
I don't know what I am.
I am now.
Always.
You know, you can be more than one thing.
Perhaps you could tell Jonathan a tale from your own upbringing.
Would you please just shut down? Jonathan, why aren't you in school?
See, there's this girl. Yeah. Like...
Arrested?
John, it's not like you to break the rules.
Oh, well, how can you get arrested for kissing on a bridge? And,
I mean, I didn't say anything.
We need to talk.
Yeah, we do. John skipped class.
What? Go upstairs. I will deal with you later.
One fire at a time.
Wait, did you tell my dad to keep 7734?
I did. I should have talked to you first.
Jonathan, up.
He's not the only one with superhero.
Yeah. Everything.
I swore to protect the people of this planet. So far, I've done a decent job. But what if I was to be tricked or corrupted?
That will never happen.
Yeah, except that it just did.
If weapons like that exist, then the wrong people will get their hands on them. And then what do we do?
John Harry, I was just figuring him. I can help.
Jordan's been arrested.
They're both acting out. We'll give them a punishment. Lois, about the other thing.
What? I'm right. You're wrong.
I understand why you would think that.
A sacred role as a journalist.
We both play fast and loose with journalistic integrity from time to time.
When it comes to keeping your secret, not the stories we investigate, yeah. Countless psychos who want you dead, it just feels like a really bad idea.
I see both sides.
I'm angry and I feel sorry for yelling at you, but I also have to stay angry so that I can scare the hell out of Jordan. So why don't you just
stop? And let's just go. She does the mum role
after I bail our son out of jail.
I'm really concerned about the rules of Smallville that you can't stand on a bridge during the day. Unless it's like some sort
of. They might have just arrested because they're in law by school.
Yeah.
You get arrested for not being in school?
What's going on? They were caught trespassing out by Atlas Pond.
Okay. Trespassing.
Go with a warning doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Mom.
Don't talk yet.
Honestly, Sheriff, I was suspicious of Morgan Edge from day one, but you know,
it's the mayor.
He just pushed and pushed until.
Yeah, he's hanging out to dry.
We're the real victims here. Who knows what kind of perks they got from Lana's special little job.
Yeah, I was gonna say, show yourself.
Zero perks.
Lana.
We got lied to just like everyone else.
Why don't you and I go talk somewhere else?
You said you were gonna set the record straight. Feel the blowback come election time.
I'm doing what's best for the town.
You're doing what's best for you at the expense of my family. And for that, shame on you.
I can see them leaving Smallville now.
Yeah.
What I am right now. I feel so many things.
Mostly anger, right?
So much anger. Have you ever noticed
how punchable the mayor's face is? Yeah, I
have. Blaming you is easier than blaming themselves. Yeah, but it doesn't
mean can't Lois write a story about that.
Smallville has always been there for me.
Maybe this is the right story she can't write.
Lois,
especially when people like Mayor Dean are out there controlling the narrative. It's not right.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not right.
There you go, controlling the narrative. Come on, Lois.
It's not the same town I used to love.
Come on, Lois.
Your job now, Lois.
Help her. Help her.
Imagine one of them to become the new mayor.
Yeah.
They can really help.
Saying I want this to be true, I wish it wasn't. But it felt good. It felt really, really good.
Wow.
That feeling worries me. If they're with that desire to let go.
I will.
The world needs a way to stop me.
I don't think
I love this story. This is amazing.
But and if this will make you feel better, then fine. Let's have a failsafe. But there is no way in hell I'm trusting the DOD with this.
Cool, Bruce.
Yeah.
Come on!
John.
You want to
Bruce!
You want me, and only me, to have the capability to kill you.
Should it become necessary, yes.
Now that killing you isn't my singular purpose in life.
And it shouldn't be. John, I have no doubt you'll find your way in this world, but I believe you can do that and be 7734's gatekeeper. You came here to protect this world from me.
Continue.
That's what I'm asking you to do.
I damn love this show.
I wasn't expecting to see you.
So good.
I can't write this story. I'm too close to it to be objective.
You can.
But you can. Lois. I know. I hope that I can earn back your trust.
Really?
Getting worse.
I'm not alone. All this time, I've been without anyone of my kind. Alone. He's from the House of El.
He's your brother, yes. By bloodline only.
When I find the Eradicator, I'll show him what we can do.
Tao, no.
I'll make myself known to him, give him what he's been here without as well.
Tao, listen to me.
I don't need to do this your way, Father.
You are going to ruin the resurrection.
I'm not. I'm just not going to die to do it.
My way is the only way.
Tao.
Oh, so this is why he went down the X-Crypts night route, trying to turn people into Kryptonians.
Yeah. That's what he said last time, like, there's no other way, you have to do it.
He's going to die.
Yeah, so I don't think this is the Eradicator trying to take over.
Yep.
Your way is the only way.
Oh, shit.
Blue eyes.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah! Oh, damn.
They look like robot eyes.
They do.
What's to say here?
With an apology.
So he's gone.
I'm
he just died.
I'm sorry the cops got all aggro about us going to the lake. Everyone blames us about Edge, and I'm over it, okay? So please, just ground me. I'm not exactly dying to go out there in this sad little town with these vindictive, close-minded, garbage people.
You know what? Let's just, call it a night. Start fresh tomorrow. Okay?
We can't argue with that.
Yeah, because yeah, you're 100% right.
We need plan B. I can see them leaving now.
You should have seen the look on Mayor Dean's face. He knows he was wrong. Maybe we just pack up and get as far away from here as we can.
Car's already packed.
You can't just skip school. I don't care if you're mooning over Sarah Cushing or coming home to build robots with John Henry.
Mooning?
It's a warsuit. But guys, I'm not blow up from steam, I get it. But there are...
Oh, Jesus, that made me jump. Start?
A couple minutes, sir.
Punching his way up.
Send in a team to check it out.
Oh, it's flickering.
Mm. Glad you catch that Kryptonite weaponry now.
I mean, is he even Kryptonian anymore?
I don't know, is it going to affect him? That's what I was wondering.
His vitals? They're gone, sir. We're not registering anything.
He's more machine than man now.
Oh,
holy shit!
Okay.
Maximize that kryptonite field.
Not going to make a difference.
Has he got up to 11?
Yeah.
He's just going to break out, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, what the
hell?
Oh,
whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the blue powers that he gets in the comics?
He is the Eradicator now, isn't he?
Holy shit!
Whoa.
Ho ho ho! Take the goggles off the marine hat.
Yep.
So what That's a great shot.
How menacing is that?
He's got like no emotion either. Yeah. It's brilliant.
No, I don't think he's even human anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
We got a bridge!
Edge.
One word, that's all he needs.
Can you shout with that? You didn't have to come all the way there.
That's cool. He's gonna go to his fortress, surely.
He's gone.
Where the hell? Play back the tapes. Play back the tapes so you can see what Clark, so you can see
what
he
looks like. What the hell?
Yeah,
he's gone to the sun!
Oh, solar charging himself.
What the hell? Is that him siphoning it there?
Yeah, that's him siphoning.
Fuck.
Oh, man. From it any longer. They'll go and complete what you were saying. His eyes!
Or know that you are the sole reason Krypton was lost.
Oh my god!
What does that mean?
Wow.
Oh wow. Well, that answers the question. He is the Eradicator. So that's
damn.
Wow.
That was amazing.
So wait. Is he siphoning all of the sun, or is he just taking enough to be super duper
supercharged?
I could see him taking enough and then using it all and coming back, and he'll keep using the sun for his power.
Becoming supercharged. Yeah. One of the things that happened that the Eradicator does or tries to do in the comics is to try to change the yellow sun to be a red sun, so that it matches what Krypton. So that was one of the failed plans of the Eradicator in the comics. I don't know if that's
it looks like
he's just absorbing the solar energy,
but there's gotta be a bigger plan, because his dad said this plan is to resurrect Krypton.
That is what the Eradicator does in the comics. So the Eradicator itself, when it was originally created, it was originally created as a device that was meant to keep the knowledge and whatnot of different civilizations, and one that was sent to Krypton, some evil guy got it, and then he manipulated it so that it would deter alien impact on Krypton, alien interference, so as to keep Krypton and keep it great. And so when the Eradicator then comes to Earth, that's what he wants to do with Earth. It wants to turn Earth into Krypton and get rid of anything that's non-Kryptonite. Kryptonian.
Okay. I could see that being the plan then.
Well, the thing is as well, we've already know that when they put Kal-El's mum in Lana, they needed a big power source. So he could be siphoning the sun to give him power, so that he can use the Eradicator power that's now in him to start resurrecting people.
Yeah, you can just like touch someone and just give them a soul.
Because it's interesting. Maybe I was being dense and didn't pick up on this before, but like the reason why he was using the X-Kryptonite and trying to get people to get powers that way and putting the souls in them was to avoid killing himself, because he wanted to have that family, wanted to have a life after knowing that Cal was out there and that he was being revered by the people as a hero. And then the actual plan all along was been...
You would have to sacrifice yourself to
resurrect Krypton. Yeah, which is
that's what he said in the last episode. He said, "All of your stuff's failed. You now have to do it."
Yeah,
and then he took the Eradicator up into space, and
we got a bit more of that story in the flashbacks to that in this episode. Mm. That's awesome, man. You know what? You know what I loved about this episode more than anything else? There was like barely any action, and it was all still character driven, and it was great. And I was most of these superhero shows, I'm like, oh man, get onto some action, get onto it. And this episode, I was like, great. The whole thing was like just chatting.
You never
and, like,
feel like
some nice ups and downs. Yeah, you had some action-heavy episodes, and then followed. Like our last one was like a finale, so it makes sense that you need a little rest for a moment.
But you never feel like
this still had some action.
Yeah.
But well, we had the end bit, and then we had the bit where the woman,
Lara
tried to come in, and then Superman and Steel stopped her. That was like pretty much the only action. But it was just Well, I wasn't bored once. And like usually with those episodes, I'm like,
it's the way they're writing it.
Well done.
When Lois and Clark have an argument, you can feel their history behind
that. It's so good. Like they're probably like,
you never get unlike other CW shows where it's like we need an argument for the sake of drama, so you're wrong and I'm right, or they just tear into each other. It's like no, they both had a point. They both didn't like each other's point, but they have to come around.
You can see both sides of the argument as well. Yeah. Like, I actually really love that whole part of this episode of like Clark being like, that whole bit, like from the Justice League animated series that we all watched as years ago, and that last episode where he's like, I always have to be in control, and everything's like paper.
I was constant care not to break someone.
If I ever slip once, someone could die.
Yeah.
And then taking that and twisting it into this show and being like, I have to do that all the time. And then when Zod
took over, 40 years, I have been suppressed.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel it for like 20 minutes, and I kind of liked it.
And he actually admitted to Lois like it was actually good to feel that. And it's just like, that's such a cool story little nugget to put in there, and that's why he wants the thing.
Yeah, turning that back on himself again is like saying, well, I was pissed off that I found out that Sam had this 7734 project on his script like weapons.
Yeah.
Actually, now I've let loose, they need it. And like,
So I love the way the only thing I can't protect people from is me. So that there needs to be a plan to stop me. And I was just like, obviously, you know, Batman was in this world, Batman would be doing this, but there isn't one, so we're doing
it. Already covered.
Yeah, he's like, I've got a plan for everyone, man. Don't you worry about that. It's like,
you know, he doesn't need to go and see Bruce. Bruce has already got it fucking organized.
Yeah.
What was it they said?
Who do you think's hacked the DOD security and taken the kryptonite already, man? Don't worry about that.
What was he said? I've got two warehouses where you got Bruce goes, you should see the other cave.
He didn't say who the warehouses were owned by, though. They could be Wayne Enterprises warehouses.
Sam Lane goes, guess who rips a mask off? It's Bruce.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I loved that sort of that character development again. It's just great. And he plays it so well.
I think that's the advantage that they have as well of setting the show so far into his career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you can literally, you don't have to show us, you can just talk about the previous stuff and then all the history, and then you just understand it and get it. It's great.
It's little bits of character development for the other side characters. Well, Jonathan, there, like, he had very little to do in this episode apart from realize he was being played quite quickly by the girl who was wanting stuff off him.
Yeah, and I love the way he reacted to it as well.
Yeah,
he was just like,
he went and found Steel, and then he was like, "Oh, so this is like you made this?" And he's like, "Yeah, you can be more than just an athlete. You can be multiple things." And it's like kind of like building that up that he's going to become sort of the guy in the chair for this show. So,
I wonder if Steel will end up being a bit of a mentor to Jonathan and start to show him engineering kind of
thing. If he's not, because you saw Steel doing the little bug logo from Natalie on the suits. Mm-hmm. So if he's not going to find his way back to his own universe like we thought he might do in the last episode, he may end up becoming, like you say, the mentor and the gatekeeper for 7734 and showing Jonathan the way to build all that stuff.
Yeah, which means if Jonathan then builds a Steel suit, he could have the S because he is the House of L.
Yeah, he is L. You know? Yeah.
It's a war suit. It's just like,
such a good comment.
I love that. Both of them.
There's some good little things. Even when like Lois and Clark were arguing, I need to stay angry. So then when I go and see pick up John,
that's actually like,
so
real life.
Yeah,
it's
great.
He's like, I see your point of view, but I'm still angry. So I'm going to go and bail out our son.
I need to channel this anger.
Yeah,
that was so good.
I slightly say as well. I think I picked up on the same thing you were saying, Stu. Where either Lana's either going to pack up and leave with the family, or they'll sit there and go, "No, this wasn't our fault. We did the right thing for what we thought the town was there, and we're going to show you how BS the mayor's being and take over that role."
I think obviously, like, kind of, because I was kind of thinking like the whole town are being absolute dicks. Mm. But if the mayor's been going around to everyone being like, "Well, oh, Carl, there. That's why, like, the fire department. His fire department." Or like, "Well, it's all your fault, Carl." Because I was like, "Really?" Because like, they've worked for him for years. Would you actually think that? But if the mayor's come to the fire department and been like, "Well, bloody Carl."
Yeah, we saw we're all victims in the early season that Carl was the one that was championing Morgan Edge, but that's because he's a member of the community and he's one that people look up to more than
the mayor. head of the fire department, isn't he?
Yeah, so, and he was only doing that because he genuinely believed that what Edge was doing for the town was going to be beneficial for all the people. You know, so.
Yeah, so I feel like his intentions are all correct. He's just unfortunately followed the wrong person.
Yeah.
So like, if they can turn it around by maybe the paper and say, no, it was the mayor doing get him out, then they elect him. Whatever.
Yeah, because the mayor was sitting next to Morgan Edge in the committee meetings as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everyone seems to forget that because he's trying to, you know.
Why would you not blame the mayor that makes the actual decisions, not the guy that's just barking up in a meeting in a bloody village hall? Mm.
That's because the mayor's going around being, he's played by Kyle as well. God.
I think Kyle and Lana, they'll be able to get everyone back on their side. Mm. And I think if they're able to do that, we'll be able to reestablish their name. If there's ever a time to find out that the Kryptonians are still there inside them, that will be the point when Carl comes in, like, everyone's on their side, and you know what? Kyle for mayor.
Yeah.
And then he's like, great. Boom.
So kneel before Kyle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. But that's what they—that's what they off get her name. Cindy, the girl in the paper is doing with Lois's stuff is that she's now gonna,
I guess so,
give the real truth or as much as she can out there to reframe how this is all looking.
Yeah. I do love
her career because she's gonna have her name on the tagline. She's gonna become. This will be a big boost for her.
Mm.
So it'd be interesting to see how that then plays out. You know, will she need Lois so much? You know, Lois take a different role.
Oh, be interesting. Interesting. I do love when they try to find the truth. Like, when Lois went, well, we need a quote from you, Dad. And he's like, what do you want me to say? Superman's brother came along, trying to brainwash those people, turn into Kryptonian.
Yeah, this is good. This is
good. Yeah. She's like, no, don't say that. And he goes, well, what the hell do you want me to say?
Yeah.
It was a training exercise.
Yeah.
Went wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now we've got to wait. Another.
Do you think with I'm going to go back to the Eradicator
doing some trick.
Hmm?
Back to the Eradicator when he was getting supercharged and his whole eyes were yellow and it looked like, do you reckon he's going to have like the vision thing, but it will be just glowing under his skin?
Possibly, yeah.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
Possibly. Although I hope we get the visor.
Yeah.
I want to see the visor.
Yeah. You've got to have that, at least that, some of that old 90s appeal showing through in his character designs, if that's where you're going with it.
I loved it when he. He escaped from the DOD and then Sam triggered. He comes in, he's like, Edge flies off, and then he's listening to the whole of the Earth and he can't find him.
Yeah.
I was thinking, oh, maybe he's not on Earth.
Yeah.
Maybe he went back to Krypton and then he's like, oh no, shit, he's siphoning his power from the sun. It's
like... I kind of thought because he's not Edge anymore, he's like sort of, I don't know, like a robot-y type person, it might have different sort of, you can't sense Edge anymore because he doesn't exist.
He'd still be able to hear him, like moving around, like the wind had been flying, maybe. But because he's not even there, that's why he can't. I thought he might have gone straight to the fortress.
Yeah. I guess
that was the other interesting thing, that they definitely have his mother's crystal.
Lara's crystal, don't they? Yeah. That's interesting. So where is Edge's pod?
Because obviously he, as well, when he was younger, he said, oh, I want to meet my mum. He's like, no, you can't meet your mum. But then later on, he then found out that he had a brother and that he wasn't told about.
Mm.
Do you reckon any time between there and where we've seen him, he's actually spoken to her? He's used the crystal. Mm. Or do you reckon he still hasn't used it?
I don't think he knows where it is, because he was like, let me have the crystal, father. And he went, no, never, kind of thing. I don't think he knows where it is.
It must be buried in that fortress somewhere, mustn't it?
Or in the pod somewhere.
No, he said it was in my pod.
He's in the pod, but maybe it's in a secret compartment that only the dad can open or something. I don't know. But he said,
he
didn't
take the pod to us.
Could be anywhere the pod, I guess.
Should be in England, right? Crystal destroyed.
No,
Clark's
so his
got
dad's
it.
Crystal.
Clark's got it because Clark had it.
Oh yes, Clark has it. That's right.
And so, then he goes, destroy it if you want. He goes, no, I'm holding to it.
So in the comics, when the Eradicator is kind of merged with Kal-El, with Superman, and he's making him do evil stuff, the thing that kind of ends it is that the Eradicator wants Superman to kill. His parents, Jonathan and Martha, and it's that breaks him out of it, brings him back to it, and he's able to get control again, and then that's when he throws the Eradicator into the sun. I wonder if we have an Eradicator merged at the moment with what's his face, that maybe the mum's crystal is going to be a key thing here on getting him to regain control
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, it makes
maybe it's the threat, either the threat of destroying it, or actually engaging the crystal and getting him to actually meet his mother.
Yeah,
will that be the thing that gets him to take that control, and maybe he destroys himself? Maybe he throws himself into the sun.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with that. I can see the same thing.
Like they're obviously keeping the 3374 alive. They find out that those weapons are ineffective.
Yeah,
and then they literally find his mother's crystal. And they use her voice and reason to talk him out. Yeah,
I agree. Why mention the crystal? Why introduce her as Lana?
Yeah, yeah.
And then why say, "Oh, it actually still exists as well."
Yeah,
it's definitely
setting it up. Yeah,
yeah.
So it'd be awesome if they can reprogram his father's crystal back to Jor-El, so then he has both the crystals.
Mm-hmm.
Takes it back to the fortress. That would be cool.
Could you see?
I wonder if they will use the 7734 weapons to try and attack Eradicator. In the process, they're not hurting Eradicator, but they do take out Superman in the process.
I was going to say something similar.
And then that's when someone else, maybe Jonathan, or maybe Superboy, is
going to
use, they get the Mum's Crystal, and they're the ones that ultimately are able to save the day because Superman's taken out the picture unintentionally.
Also, didn't she help build the Eradicator? Because it wasn't her plan of how it was used.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they might go to her because they know that information now, because Lois was there when they were talking.
Yeah, but they don't know,
find out way of doing it.
They don't know that the crystals exist, do they?
No.
So there's going to be some sort of plot point to find out that Clark or someone's going to find out that crystal's still. Maybe he puts that crystal.
The goes dad's back one.
He goes to his one, or he goes to Edge's one and puts it in, and he tries to talk to him, and he's just like, oh, and he lets slip that the crystal is still around or something.
Mm. Yeah.
And then Superman can go and find the ship, or someone goes to find the ship.
See, I was going in a slightly different direction in that the way that the Clark was talking to Steel about, I'll have you be the gatekeeper of 7734, and you're the one that's got to take me out because you're the one that needs to protect the planet, is that Clark takes... in order to save everyone, takes the Eradicator into himself somehow, with Morgan then sacrificing himself, and then he's like, you have to do it while I've still got control, you have to take me out, and then he gets killed by, or taken down by, Steel, which is the end of the series, and which is where we then see Steel and Jonathan and everyone else sort of start to form a new sort of Superboy, Superman thing.
Super League.
So possibly leading into a season 2 return of Superman arc. I don't know.
That sounds cool. I don't know if that's too soon after one series to kill off the main character.
Well, I wonder if they could have him by using the 7734 weapons. They end up hurting Superman so badly that he ends up needing to be recuperating at the fortress for a long time in a groovy black suit and grow a mullet. Get some stubble. Maybe they need to do that to him. And then, season 2, this means that Steel needs to up his game and be a bit present. And then Superboy needs to make an appearance and make a lot of mistakes, along the way. Maybe that is the way to go.
Okay. We'll find out in a couple of weeks' time.
It'd be interesting to know if the writers were thinking for season 2, or is it literally just going to be its own closed season? And then just move on to something else. I'm really intrigued to see what they do.
And another break after this one, haven't we? Another week break.
Another week. Stop doing that to the show, guys.
I mean, to be fair,
we're getting more episodes though. So
to be fair, they obviously got my memo because I'm away next week, so I'm getting ready to do it anyway. So they obviously got my memo. But like, oh shit, we need to delay this by a week.
If we podcasting, can't react to.
Yeah, I think it's a no break. Point. It's a break for 2 weeks, I think.
That was it. Well, they went too far then, so he did one.
Yes. I think there's only 2 episodes left, I think. And it's on the 10th and the 17th.
Damn. Well, gonna have to wait for that.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, such a good show.
It's probably gonna be a 2-parter.
Is there only two episodes left?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh, nice.
Is it?
So, guys, that was episode 13 of Superman and Lois. What do you think about it? Comment below. What do you think is gonna happen in the sort of last 2 episodes of the series? What do you think of Morgan Edge becoming the Eradicator? And what does that mean for the show? I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Don't forget, if you want to... fuck. Can you edit this, or do I have to start again?
Keep going.
Just do the don't forget if you want a bit, and then...
I'm just going to make your screen static.
Do it, no one wants it anyway. And again, if you want to see the full reaction to this episode, as well as the rest of the series, as well as all the other shows we react to, please head over to our Patreon, come sign up to that. We really appreciate all the support for that. And if you're watching this and you're not a subscriber, why the hell not, man? Subscribe to the channel. We love everyone. We love all our subscribers, and we'd love you to join the part of the Legends team. So please come along, sign up to the channel, and tell your friends about this channel so we can make it as big as possible so we don't have to work anymore. And we can do this full time.
From the rooftops.
Exactly. Send it to all your friends.
Tell them.
Yeah, exactly.
Search in the supermarket, buying groceries, tell the person at the checkout.
Yeah.
Tell the other people in the aisles.
Yeah.
Yeah, spread the word, spread the love,
send to all.
Yeah,
we really appreciate it. And don't forget, we're also on social media as well, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Link in the description below there. And we do podcasts as well. So anyway, you listen to a podcast, please type in Legends of Podcasts, and you'll find all our podcasts there to listen to. And we'll see you in a few weeks for the last two episodes of Superman and Lois.